Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I discuss the stories that help us accomplish to be better artists as well as better art entrepreneurs. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I'm artist, art entrepreneur, and art coach or teacher. Hi, artists and listeners. This is episode 37 of Art Talk, and today I'm going to talk about our identity as artists. Yes. Leonardo's disposition was so lovable that he commanded everyone's attention, Vasari. So, lately I have personally worked very hard to peel the onion of my life to get to the core of who I really am. It is a journey you need to take that enables you to live your life as you should and not that what others expect. As artists in the world right now, this isn't always easy. There's so much going on online that I think many can get this bout of comparisonitis once in a while, if not consistent. And I talked about that before in another episode. So one morning I woke up and got this question in my head. Who are you? Who am I? But it took me at least 1 hour to fully come to terms to identify who I had become instead of who I truly am. So why is this important? Because it identifies how you live your life. Believe in yourself as artist and go through the ups and downs of life that inevitably will happen anyway. Sometimes it looks as if people are constantly happy. But that's not true. Everyone wakes up feeling off or even depressed. But the question is, what do you do? How do you act? So that morning, I listened to the question that came up in my head. I had meditated on something that was nagging me and asked for guidance. Hence, I woke up with the question and took the time to identify it. So why is your identity so important? Because your identity can make you or break you. So my neuro coach taught me that we have a neuro mirror in our head. Our brain copies what it actually frequently sees, surrounds itself with, or the energy it surrounds itself with. Hence why they say you have to surround yourself with like-minded people. So, for instance, when you live or are surrounded with artists who suffer and struggle and believe that that is what an artist needs to do, you will struggle too. But if you surround yourself with people who have another idea about that, if you choose the artist as a role model who is thriving, who makes excellent work, loves what they do, and thrive with what they do, you start to mirror that. So they say the five people you are most related with or in contact with, you will mirror their vision. You will mirror their energy. You will become what they are, whether you like it or not, because that's in your subconscious mind. So on a very personal level, I became a mirror of who my father was. Not completely, of course, because I made sure I wouldn't when I was younger. But on a subconscious level, I had mirrored his behavior. His lack of real perseverance, giving up before the end line. Now, I never gave up, but I didn't play the game very well either because I had no examples. Who could I mirror? I didn't know how to play the game. And I know for many artists, this is the same. You're told you can't make a living from art. You're told art is not important. You're told it's useless. You're told go do something useful. Study something that brings the money in. You can't be an artist. You can't be a writer. You can't be a performer. And some have a different experience. They have grown up around that and they become excellent performers. They become excellent and very successful writers. I mean, you can be an excellent writer, but very successful is another term. You need to believe in that. And with that, it's also said that when you think it is all only solely about money, but I have to sell, I have to sell, and I go into communities where I just play the game. So they will sell my art, they will sell my book, they will sell my music. Forget it. Doesn't work. It will work to a certain extent, but not really. Because your identity is solely focused on you. And your identity needs to be us, we. If you think we, it will get more easy. You start to give, honestly, from your heart. You start to engage with people, honestly, from your heart. You will attract those people who like your work, really like your work, who accept your work, who really want to evolve with it. So identity is important. And to surround yourself with the like-minded people, people who uplift you, people who believe in you, so that you can start to believe in yourself. Because identity, part of that is also believing. Another part is that you start to stack habits that are working towards that. You can't just go from non-believing to fully believing. You need to build that. And you need to build habits. Little habits. So I can say I go live 3 times a week. And then I don't. Because I can't live up to that. I have to prepare myself. And I can't. So many things in that suddenly the time is gone. And I'm like, oh gosh. That has everything to do with my shift towards the identity of who I truly am. The artist. A good artist. Good enough. Believe in my work. Believe in what I have to give to the world. And so should you. So you stack the little habits. You say, okay, I'm not going to post every day. I'm going to post at least once a day, once a week. Or then you add, you have done that for a short amount of time. You add little parts and days to it. So your identity is important, and you have to surround yourself with people who you can mirror. So now I have my coach. I have a business role model in artist Kelly Folsom. And I have artists who have the same mindset. I have researchers, academics around me who have the same mindset. Who want to grow. Who want to grow themselves and want to grow within the academic sphere. So firstly, if you struggle with your idea, I recommend to go deep within. Figure out what it is and how to subside it. How do you want to show up? Do you intrinsically believe in your art? Find it out, because then you can start being you and becoming that what you want to be. And second, find people that you admire and who do what you want to do, and find out how they do it. And then thirdly, I learned that from the Silva Ultramind method. If you spot a problem, like not being constant enough with marketing and acting on the pro tips or you receive, make it a project. Make from every problem you have a project. And you neurologically start to change towards that who you really are and that who you really want to be. Hence why we need to do work that comes from our heart. Because it aligns, it starts to align with your feeling and your thoughts. Then you find the identity you need as an artist to believe in your work and to do the things that you want to do. You will create better habits and become who you truly are. So, what is your identity? Ask yourself that. Let me know, because I'm also really interested. how you think about this, what it does to you, what you want or think to do about it. And for next week, I'm not sure. I was waiting for confirmation of an interview. I have to find that out later, Tuesday. So let's make it a mystical appearance, or let's make it a surprise. If you have topics, then please let me know. I would love to talk about it. I would love to explore things for you, do some research for you. If you need more tips, just let me know. Thank you all for listening, and speak next week. Bye. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.